This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a great commemoration. Commemoration of what? Joe Biden is completing today his first week as president. Isn't that unbelievable? Doesn't it seem it's been longer than that? There certainly has been a great deal of controversy during that first week in order to fill up more than what you would consider to be 7 days. Yeah, this is the seventh day that he is president, having begun last week on Wednesday at noon. So how's he doing? We will talk about that with George Will. By a long shot, the most influential, respected, esteemed conservative columnist in recent American history, successor to William F. Buckley. But George Will has a perspective, having lived through a bunch of other administrations beginning. How does Biden stack up, particularly with what Will's expectations were? And what about some of the more radical aspects of his first week as president, including what I think is rightly being called an assault on women's sports? Why do that? Why front load your administration with a great deal of these extremely controversial culture war issues? We will talk about that with George Will. We'll also later be speaking with the ultimate Washington insider, Mark Leibovich. He's the author of one of the funniest books about contemporary Washington and its strange tribal mores. The book is called Our Town, or That Town, actually. And the perspective here is, okay, what is going to happen to everything that's percolating along today? The Senate voted overwhelmingly to confirm President Biden's choice for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. Okay, the U.S. senators have been sworn in as jurors in an impeachment trial. They just went through that ritual, that process. Is that okay? What is the impact going to be on what Biden says is a drive for unity, which seems to be something that the American people greatly want? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I want to talk just for a moment about that impeachment issue, because there's a piece in the Washington Post where they interviewed a number of the Democrats, the managers. The managers this time are different from the managers last time, though they have they're in the same position, which is it's going to be very, very hard to win Republican votes to impeach a president, particularly after he has already left office. It's hard to see how there is any personal political gain for any of the senators who even potentially would be voting against President Trump, voting to impeach him after the fact, and then later doing a subsequent vote to ban him from ever engaging in a pursuit of public office, because he'd be banned from ever holding any other public office. And by the way, don't get me wrong, there are lots of reasons why most of the U.S. senators would really prefer not to see Trump run again for president. And they would love, if they could just do it straight out, vote to join all the Democrats and ban him from ever running again. They would do that. But that's not legal. It's not constitutional. It's a bill of attainder, as Alan Dershowitz has pointed out. And so the only way they can try to put a premature end to President Trump's political career is by convicting him on impeachment and then doing an additional vote where they'd only need a majority of votes to say he can't run again. And my fear is, and I actually wrote about this, is that even if they are successful in those votes, it's not going to stop Trump from sounding off on public issues. And frankly, he would probably somehow try to campaign legally in the courts and politically with the court of public opinion on trying to get that ban removed. Now, does that mean he would be president again? I think there's very little chance that he would be president again. But that is not really the issue immediately focusing this impeachment run-up. The actual trial begins February 8th, so it begins, what is that, 2 weeks from today. And it's just, it's 13 days from today. Let's be clear on that. But the Washington Post reporting on the Democrats and their plans for impeachment says that while no final decisions on trial strategy have been made, House managers are concentrating on building their case around Trump personally. Both what he said in the run-up to the January 6th attack and at a rally that day, and how his words were interpreted within the White House and outside of it, among the demonstrators, according to people familiar with the deliberations. One idea under consideration is to produce a video, oh wonderful, that highlights how the rioters reacted to Trump's remarks that day and shows footage of the violent mob inside the building. But at the same time, allies of Trump are growing bullish that as more time passes since that fatal siege, the momentum in favor of convicting the former president and permanently barring him from public office is fading. Lindsey Graham said there are only a handful of Republicans and shrinking who will vote against him. He's been advising Trump on the upcoming proceedings. Biden and his aides have assiduously avoided getting involved in the political morass of impeachment surrounding his predecessor, although the trial is likely to consume all of the oxygen in Washington once opening arguments begin in February. Senators will be sworn in as jurors today, they just were, when Trump will receive the official summons. But the official trial proceedings will be delayed until the week of February 8th under a delayed timeline first proposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and later approved by Biden. A handful of Republican senators, including McConnell himself, have made it clear they would consider voting to convict Trump, but it still remains highly unlikely that at least 17 GOP senators would favor doing so. How unlikely is it? The New York Times just announced a result of a survey they took of Republican senators. Seven Republican senators said, "You're the New York Times, get out of here. I'm not going to answer how I'm going to vote." There were 23 Republican senators who were openly opposed to impeaching President Trump. And then there were the rest who said, okay, we'll open it up to hear evidence. So they would need to win 100% of the people who are open to hearing evidence. They'd have to win all of those to vote to impeach President Trump, plus some of the ones who refuse to answer. And that's very, very unlikely. So the question is, what is to be gained by either party here by going through this procedure now? Wouldn't it be more sensible to work out some kind of a deal? This is why when Joe Biden spoke in his inaugural address, well received, but he spoke about unity. What he should have spoken about, at least partially, was compromise, because compromise is the only way you achieve unity. And there surely is a compromise available here. And why not work out a deal regarding President Trump and this impeachment? Because the Senate could vote. The Senate's not going to be presided over by the Chief Justice. He doesn't want to get involved. And in his reading of the Constitution, he doesn't have to be. It says that if a president or vice president is the subject of the impeachment, then the Supreme Court Chief Justice presides over the trial. But President Trump is now Citizen Trump. He's a private citizen. He's no longer president. So the trial has a different presiding officer. We'll tell you who that is. We'll also be speaking with George Will coming up on the Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
One thing that is notable is the editorial position of leading newspapers on this impeachment is wavering. I mean, once upon a time in the last impeachment, there was very, very strong media support for impeaching and removing President Trump. Now, it's not so clear. In fact, there is a powerful piece in USA Today. It's not an editorial by the paper, but it is an op-ed. There is also a very strong piece by the editors of the Wall Street Journal opposed to impeachment. And there are many Republicans who are speaking up very clearly against the idea of going through with this impeachment, leading one to believe that it ought to be possible to make some kind of a deal. And what kind of deal would that be? Something that agreed perhaps on a resolution of censure that would be passed in the Senate, a dismissal, voting for a dismissal of this particular impeachment without prejudice, in other words, without saying whether the senators believe that President Trump was guilty or not, but suggesting that it was constitutionally dubious to put him on trial when he's already left office. And secondly, to make the case that it was not good for the country right now. It certainly isn't good for the Republican Party. This was Rand Paul speaking on the Senate floor, and he's somebody who has tried a little bit. And remember, he was one of President Trump's opponents for the Republican nomination, and President Trump said some pretty rough things about Senator Paul. But this was Senator Paul on the Senate floor talking about impeachment and unity, clip 11.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity. Democrats brazenly appointing a pro-impeachment Democrat to preside over the trial is not fair or impartial and hardly encourages any kind of unity in our country. No, unity is the opposite of this travesty we are about to witness. If we are about to try to impeach a president, where is the Chief Justice? If the accused is no longer president, where is the constitutional power to impeach him? Private citizens don't get impeached. Impeachment is for removal from office. And the accused here has already left office.
Okay, we do have examples both in states where they have impeachments in the state constitution and even in the federal government in 1876 of impeaching and voting on removal from office of a former official, somebody who has left office. And One of the points people make is that, look, this has never happened before in America, even with Richard Nixon. And with Richard Nixon, he resigned, and so there was no further drive to impeach him. Now, one of the points that I think is important to make about that, and was made by a letter writer to the New York Times, actually, was that, okay, the difference with Nixon was he had already been elected to two terms. So his political career was over. I guess he could have run for governor of California or for senator from California, anything. But he could not have run for president of the United States, even though he was not impeached. So the argument here is that in Trump's case, he was defeated after one term. He can run for another term as president as long as he isn't voted guilty in the Senate trial, and then they passed an additional resolution banning him from ever holding public office again. Now, there's another section of the Constitution in the 14th Amendment, which was meant to basically take away political rights, rights to run for office by former Confederates, people who had participated in insurrection against the United States. And under that provision, it is conceivable if President Trump is prosecuted after he leaves office, which, again, it just seems to me that, yes, there are some things that need to be explored and things that need to be found out. There are questions about his tax returns and his whole relation with the IRS. But that's not going to result Nor will there be a private prosecution, it seems to me, against conspiracy to commit an insurrection or to incite an insurrection. That's not going to result in a formal ban from him running for office. And part of my problem with impeachment, and it's the same thing the Wall Street Journal says today in their editorial, and I've mentioned this to you before, I am afraid that if, as is likely, President Trump goes through this impeachment trial, and once again, there will probably be a majority of votes, a majority of all the votes, that want to remove him from office, find him guilty. But it won't be enough to do it. They're not going to get the 17 Republicans. That then will make it more likely that he runs in 2024. It'll make it more likely that he jumps in full bore, either as a Patriot Party candidate or a Republican candidate. Mitch McConnell spoke to CNN's Manu Raju, and he remains very reluctant to tip his hand in any way on how he views this upcoming impeachment. This is clip 13.
Do you believe that Donald Trump's actions were impeachable in your view? And when was the last time you spoke with the former president?
Well, I can answer the second one. The last time I spoke with him was the day after I declared that Biden had obviously won the election after the Electoral College on December the 14th. It would have been December the 15th. With regard to impeachment issues, we're going to be addressing that in great depth here, beginning shortly.
And that's it, that we're going to be addressing it in great depth beginning shortly. Yes, they are. But who really benefits from that, either politically or substantively? We will get to that issue. We'll also talk to George Will about Biden's first week. What do we learn about the new president and the best way for conservatives to respond? Because once we move past this impeachment matter, and I hope we can do it as quickly as possible, where do we go from here? And shouldn't there be some possibility of a deal on this issue? We'll talk about that with George Will coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Biden is connecting all the dots to understand where the holdups are in coronavirus vaccine distribution.
There are some calls this afternoon with governors to brief them on these plans and give them an update on how we will continue to work together even more efficiently.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden is pushing his team every day to deliver results and ramp up vaccinations. Psaki also saying it's unclear when the United States might reach herd immunity for COVID-19. The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's always a pleasure to welcome the great George Will to this radio show. He continues to write a twice-weekly column on politics and domestic and foreign affairs that is read all over the world avidly. And believe it or not, I began that column with Washington Post back in 1974. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner. His latest best-selling book, which is a deeply informative read, is The Conservative Sensibility. George, thank you very much for joining us again. First question, we're reaching the conclusion of Joe Biden's first week. You've covered Washington through a lot of presidencies for many, many years. What has surprised you, if anything, about President Biden so far?
Well, what has pleasantly surprised me is his stern response to the violations of Taiwan's airspace by the People's Republic of China's airplanes and sending the Theodore Roosevelt through the Taiwan Straits, a very firm response, added to the fact that Biden invited to the inauguration the de facto ambassador. Taiwan doesn't actually have an ambassador here, but they have a high-ranking representative, and for the first time he was invited to a presidential inauguration. So this is a very strong stand on the part of the Biden administration for what I think may well be their biggest foreign policy challenge, because if were Taiwan to be abandoned to the tender mercies of Beijing, Japan, Indonesia, South Korea, India, everyone would get the message that the United States is out down there. The less pleasant aspect of the Biden so far is, first, a kind of bowing to the culture wars about transgender athletes and women's sports and all the rest, and the flurry of executive orders. Now, frankly, Mr. Trump accomplished a lot of things by executive orders, and it's perfectly natural that these things are written on water and can be undone by executive orders, but still the flurry so far has been a bit much.
Yeah, and beyond that, there is this elephant in the room of impeachment. Just earlier today, the senators were sworn in as judges. Do you believe, as I ardently wish, that there were some way to make a deal, perhaps involving a presidential censure? Is there some way to avoid playing this through and basically having another Trump victory? At least that's the way he will see it when they don't get 17 Republicans to vote to ban him from future office.
I sympathize with your desire. I think this Wall Street Journal editorial page has said this about right. A, encouraging the riot was an impeachable offense. B, he should have resigned. They urged him to resign, but he didn't. And therefore, they should not proceed with this. Frankly, I think the Democrats are enjoying the prospect of Republicans having to cast a vote, which, no matter how they vote, to acquit or convict, is going to injure them. Because if they vote to convict, they will infuriate at least a third of their base, on average. And if they vote to acquit, they're going to infuriate at least another third of their base. So it's they've got the Republicans in a terrible position. I don't think that's exactly all the reason why the Democrats are doing it. I think they're genuinely furious about what happened on January 6th. But to me, the one who comes out of this looking shrewdest is Chief Justice Roberts. The Constitution says when the president is on trial, the Chief Justice shall preside. Well, Chief Justice Roberts says the president, definite article, the president isn't on trial. And so I'm going to tend to my knitting across the street in the Supreme Court building.
Yeah, I think he has a fairly big agenda over there as well. But Pat Leahy is now going to be the presiding officer who is superannuated and super partisan. Does that add anything to the dignity or the substance or the impact of this trial?
No, it doesn't. And the fact that Chief Justice Roberts is not there to lend dignity and august presence to this makes it seem like a triple-A impeachment instead of the big leagues.
Right. And not everybody makes it out of triple-A into the big leagues. Speaking of which, I mean, one of your other passions in life just lost one of its saints and major figures. I have not read anything that you've written yet, but any words on the late Henry Aaron?
Well, to my mind, he and Babe Ruth are two of the three people you have to put in any all-time outfield. When he retired, he had the record for the most records held, including total bases, which he was most proud of, because that's sort of the point of baseball, is to pile up total bases. He's a wonderful man who I got to know fairly well. When I was on Princeton University's Board of Trustees, I was on the Honorary Degrees Committee. And my proudest achievement was to get the university to grant an honorary degree to Henry Aaron, who went up to the podium, got that beautiful leather-embossed diploma with the calligraphy, sat down back next to me, opened it up, and just said, "Oh, my." It was quite a thing for a man who left Mobile, Alabama at age 17 to play baseball.
Yeah, and left Mobile, Alabama at a time when segregation was still a thing. Today, there were flurries in the Biden administration about addressing what they do insist on calling systemic racism. Does this become a partisan issue, do you think, Mr. Will?
It's hard to make a partisan issue out of something that's unintelligible. I don't think most people have any idea what they're talking about when they say systemic racism. I have never seen, in the various fevers that flow through the United States periodically, anything quite like today's obsession with race. And I have to feel that it's going to burn itself out. The sheer boredom involved, I mean, Walt, the Disney Company telling us now that Peter Pan and Dumbo the Elephant are racist cartoons. People at some point, these things don't pass the laugh test. And I think boredom will rescue us from this obsession.
I guess you missed the race-conscious Peter Pan version where Peter Pan was mixed race. No, they had a movie with Angelina Jolie and David Oyelowo, which was called Come Away. It was not something you must or should even see. Your best guess, President Trump runs for office again, runs for the presidency again, and does he run as a Republican or a candidate of the new Patriot Party?
My assumption is he does not run again. I'd be surprised if he forms the new Patriot Party because Mr. Trump, frankly, is not a man, to put this politely, known for his industriousness. His stick-to-itiveness and his concentration. Founding a political party is hard work. I do not think he runs again. If he runs again, he will be humiliated. I think that, like vaudeville, he's yesterday's entertainment.
Who is the next Republican nominee?
Oh, my goodness, I don't know. There are a lot of good people out there. Tom Cotton, Ben Sasse, no doubt a bunch of governors I can't think of offhand. I like to think that Mrs. Hawley and Ted Cruz, both of whom are up for re-election in 2024 to the Senate, will not try to make of themselves a gift as president.
No, that seems more and more likely. Greatly appreciate. We've posted your most recent columns up at our website at michaelmedved.com. It is always a great pleasure to speak to George Will and can give you some perspective about the ructions and eruptions of the moment. When we come back, more on the impeachment process, comments from Ron Johnson, John Cornyn, and Nikki Haley, another presidential possibility. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, there is breaking news, as reported by CBS. A federal judge, his name is Drew Tipton, he is an appellate judge from the Southern District of Texas, actually district court judge from the Southern District of Texas. Judge Tipton today temporarily halted a Biden administration executive order, a 100-day moratorium on certain deportations of immigrants already in the U.S. in an early legal battle over President Joe Biden's immigration policy. Judge Tipton agreed to pause the policy for 14 days while he considered a lawsuit filed by Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton, who argued in a complaint Friday, just a couple of days ago, that the deportation freeze that had been ordered by Joe Biden violated a legal agreement the state brokered with the Trump administration before Mr. Biden took office. So I am not sure which specific immigrants this applies to, but what it appears to mean is that for 14 days at least, deportations that had already been arranged and legally approved would go forward. And this just goes to one of the basic points that I think everybody should recognize about the immigration issue, is it will not be settled by executive order. It wasn't settled by President Trump by executive order, because many of his executive orders about immigration had legal blockades in front of them. It certainly won't be and shouldn't be settled by executive order by Joe Biden. There's only one way to make progress on the immigration issue. And we need progress because everyone agrees. People on the right who want to see less immigration generally, people on the left who would like to authorize more immigration. But the current system is not functioning well. It's broken. It doesn't serve the people who are living in this country who don't have legal status. It doesn't serve people who are waiting in line and trying to get into the country legally. It doesn't serve the country. And it's one of those things where if there was one thing that was the greatest disappointment, and by the way, he even refers to it now, President Obama, is he had a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate with much bigger margins than the Democrats have now in the House and Senate. And he had promised that he would get to the immigration issue. Well, so is Joe Biden. And I think it's important for him to actually get to that issue in the right way, not with a spate of different executive orders. And the right way means a nonpartisan, bipartisan immigration reform that can pass the House and pass the Senate and actually fix a system that makes no logical sense. And some of the hallmarks, one of the things, and people forget about this, when President Trump, early in his term, when he still had a Republican House and a Republican Senate, he talked about immigration reform a little bit. And he talked about four pillars for immigration reform, including border security and including doing something about the so-called Dreamers. Those four pillars weren't bad. And it's honestly something that Biden needs to take up. There's also this from the New York Post. And this to me is interesting, both on what the story actually reflects and what it shows about the way that media outlets on all sides of everything can bend the news, shift the news, color the news, distort the news to suit their own agenda. The headline in the New York Post is, one in five Americans have confidence Biden can unite the country. Okay, that sounds like a terrible poll for Joe Biden. 80% of Americans have no confidence Joe Biden can unite the country? Well, hold on, hold on. What the poll actually is an ABC News Ipsos poll. And they begin the New York Post story by saying just one in five Americans have, quote, a great deal of confidence in President Biden's ability to make good on his goal to unify the country, according to a new poll released on Sunday. 22% said Biden will unify the country. 24% remain highly skeptical, saying they have no confidence at all that they'll be able to do so. But then, when you actually read the poll, 35% say they have a good amount of confidence Biden could unify the country. 19% have they have not so much confidence. So you have 43% who have not so much confidence or no confidence at all. And you have, if you put it together, 57% who say they have a great deal of confidence, or they say they have a good amount of confidence that Biden can unify the country. You know what the right answer is? No president can unify the country. He can't do it. And every president, no matter how popular, no matter how charismatic, no matter how successful at brokering deals, no president ever, ever has 100% approval ratings. Doesn't happen. Didn't happen for Reagan. Certainly didn't happen for Barack Obama, who was very controversial and ended up losing the House and the Senate eventually under his term. He lost the House right away in 2010, and then he lost the Senate in 2014. So this idea of having confidence in a president as individual, it's like the idea of a basically a dynasty or trying to arrange everything around one individual. Now, aside from some of his problems at the end of his term and some of the challenges that are at least raised by this misbegotten impeachment, there's a piece about in the New York Times, an ex-president's allies may soon seek office. And they review some of the people close to President Trump who are already running or likely to run for high office. And, of course, Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced yesterday. She is only 38 years old, but she is very well set up to actually win as the next governor of Arkansas. She has a good shot to win the Republican primary, and, of course, Republicans tend to win in Arkansas right now. And for Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she is one of those people who was closely associated with President Trump But she had left before some of the more controversial aspects about him contesting the election. So there's one, and she is already running for governor. There's also talk of Lara Trump, his daughter-in-law, who's never run for office before, but she's married to Eric Trump. She is from North Carolina. There is serious conversation that with Senator Richard Burr retiring from the U.S. Senate, that she would be a strong candidate to be the senator from North Carolina. So that's a possibility. They say that Donald Jr. has people who see a great political future for him. There were people actually talking about trying to get him to run for mayor of New York. I think he made the right decision in not joining Andrew Yang in that menagerie of people who are running for mayor of New York. I don't think Donald Trump Jr. would have won. And apparently, there's just no place for him to run this time. Now, Ivanka has moved to Florida with her husband, Jared. And there are a lot of people who are pushing her and offering significant money to run against Marco Rubio, because he's up for re-election in 2022. And there are some folks in Florida who would like someone who is more in line with Trumpian ideals, and of course no one more in line with Trumpian ideas than Ivanka. My personal opinion, I hope she doesn't do that. Marco Rubio is a solid conservative and a decent guy, and somebody who has a great future in the U.S. Senate and beyond. And that kind of primary would be bloody. Mark Meadows, the president's chief of staff, former congressman from North Carolina, his wife is talking about Mark Meadows running for president. Will that happen? There's more to consider. We'll also be talking to Mark Leibovich of That Town and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.